It's time for what looks to be a star-studded Gordo's Corner, brought to us by Tylock George Laser Eye Care and A1 Locksmith Security and Safes.
Boy, it does. You know, I was going to tell the story of Carrot Top, because I ran into him yesterday at media night and talked to Carrot Top, interviewed him for like 4 minutes, and then at the end I go and I check my recording device, the recording device of my choosing, and no audio. Because my phone had switched over to my Bluetooth headset that was inside my bag.
The lost tapes.
So, yeah, I mean, it's one of the most important interviews of all time, you know, getting Carrot Top on record. And lo and behold, don't have the audio. But I did ask him about the famous Norm MacDonald moment when Norm MacDonald was on Conan O'Brien. Courtney Thorne-Smith was a guest. She was promoting a movie that she had done with Carrot Top.
Chairman of the board,
right. And Norm MacDonald was just making jokes the whole time. He had been on earlier and had moved down the couch. And so I'll play a little bit of the audio of that.
You are making a movie with Carrot Top, right?
Made a movie with Carrot Top.
Okay. But what's the movie going to be called?
Really? I know what it's going to be called.
Yeah, what's that?
If it's got Carrot Top in it, you know what a good name for it would be?
What's that, Norm?
Box Office Poison.
There's this movie coming out.
Yes.
Title undetermined at this point.
Chairman of the Board.
Oh, all right. Do something with that, you freak.
I've got the board is spelled B-O-R-E-D.
So, a classic talk show moment there of Norm MacDonald, who's one of our favorites. And so I asked Carrot Top about that. You know, I said, did you know Norm MacDonald? And he said that he and Norm were very good friends. And he claimed that, and this famous moment I asked him, he said, well, we had done that joke before privately. So that's how he stole the thunder of the moment, was saying that we had already done that joke with each other and had fun with it. So
Box office poison.
So, hey, yeah, if Carrot Top's in it, I got a good name for it. Box office poison. Great moment. So that's the Carrot Top moment that you would have heard had the 18 and a half minutes of lost tapes been recovered somehow.
Nice work.
But since we are talking about comedians, we actually have a surprise walk-on appearance right now of a very famous comedian. Ladies and gentlemen.
Yeah, it's Norm MacDonald. I came back.
There he is.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
From the dead.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah, how'd you do that, man?
Frank Caliendo.
Yay, Frank.
Frank, did you ever meet Norm?
Yes.
Spend any time with him?
I did spend some time with him. At one point, he tweeted that I did the best or his favorite impression of him, because I didn't just say the same things everybody else did. The thing to Norm MacDonald to me was the lead up was always so long for the simplest punchline that didn't. You ever been to the grocery store? You ever been there?
Yeah. Why is that funny?
Like, you're watching him, and there was genius, like that clip you played, complete genius. But he would mix in the simplest things and the timing. And working, you know, he asked me to do a guest set one time, and I went up with it before him. But I'm doing the whole set as him, not on purpose. I just, you know, that John Madden guy, that guy says boom a lot, doesn't he? You want to see me do it? With those kind of things.
Why is that cadence so funny? Just his
I don't know. I don't
regular
know.
Cadence.
Because nobody else did it. Like. It's very unique to Norm.
Yeah, but there is something about certain ways and cadences that work, though. You know, you guys know Dave Attell, right?
Yeah.
I worked with Dave. When I was first coming up, I was working with Dave Attell, and the rest of the show, I'm talking like this because it works. And there's just something about the – you watch most late-night comedians. I don't know if Jack Parr did it first, but when Carson would do the, I guess, step forward punchline. And so you knew, it kind of tells you when to laugh.
Yeah.
It's setting it's like it up and giving you that moment.
It's a conditioning.
Yes, totally
response.
Conditioned. Yeah. If I had your vocabulary, that's probably what I would have gone with
almost
there.
Almost Pavlovian in some sense.
Yeah.
With that rhythm.
Yes.
Wow. Well, that's a really big word.
Yeah. I'll get you a pipe for that beard.
So you're here. What are you doing this Super Bowl week?
I'm just here yesterday and today. I just come in. A couple people asked me to come in, and I said, sure, I'll go do it. I'll sit through that. You know,
there are, what, 10 shows, 20 shows in the whole country, like you guys that can, you can hang out and talk and just do stuff. And it isn't like a, you know, a Rolodex of cat, like, do this next, do this next, where you can just hang out and be.
Maybe they want, they want to do Frank Caliendo jukebox. Okay, Jay Leno, go.
Yeah,
hey, we go. Make us laugh.
And they A7, yeah. They're,
so Madden and Leno having sex. Go.
Yeah.
Boom, I'm done.
So apparently it works.
It does. That's, yeah, let's go with that. That's,
yeah, so, so yeah, it's just do that. I come around so I can, so people see me. They know I'm still alive because some people are like, I thought you died a while ago. I'm like,
we
no.
did wonder said, too. Yeah, so I'm glad you came.
There's
by.
A, there's a thing where I just, I don't know. I think everybody's saying so much. And if I don't have something to say different than what I'm hearing people say, and if I don't have the insight that's, I don't have the level of insight somebody else has, why talk? I mean, I just don't because, and that, I think it would be a lot cleaner world, but this I don't have much to say.
Up.
So
yeah.
No. You guys have something to say. You have a point of view that you're coming from. I don't really have that all the time. So I'm just like, until I find what I want to do next, that's kind of where I.
Do you have a gig like in these 2 days?
It's Corby Davidson, no. by the way, no, no, joining no. us here from the.
You don't have no, a. Oh yeah, Corby Davidson.
You're horrible.
Hard
you're
job.
You're horrible.
You.
And I hate every. I upstage Frank all the time, and I hate it.
So no private show.
No.
This week.
Nothing this time. No.
But you've done some sports-related private shows.
Yeah,
that
I, worked
were a little
for,
awkward.
I worked for the Patriots. I went up before Elton John. That was pretty crazy.
Like at a private party?
Yeah, for Robert Kraft for the Krafts. Yeah, pretty
oh,
exciting
man.
Group.
You didn't do Orchids of Asia.
Yeah, they tell you to steer away from the.
Yeah, they want me to do Belichick the whole time. I'm like, it's a mumbling. I'm just doing this currently. You know, it's about 43 seconds. Have you paid attention to that when he's doing his
yeah.
press event? He's always, it's like he just had a tangy taffy or something.
Yeah. Just plowed through some pound cake.
Yeah. Getting something out of his teeth. Yeah. What did you eat before? Just don't. Bill, could you do us a favor and not eat something before you do the press? Yeah, well, I'm just excited. It's a little nervous habit.
Which one's your favorite of Frank's?
I think no one really does a Terry Bradshaw. And I told Frank when he walked up, we still refer to Not Funna Frank.
Not Funna. Not F-U-N-N-A. Not Funna. Yeah,
you ever hear from Terry anymore? Does
yeah,
he
I hear from him every once in a while. I did a corporate event, and he was there, too. And he got back to me after he was already done. He's like, I took a nap when I got there, Frank. It was 5 o'clock in the afternoon the day before. I know. I guess I didn't want to talk to you. but, yeah, see him every once in a while, which is good. But, yeah, I'm trying to think of what was the question? You guys had a different
Oh, my favorite impersonation.
You love George.
Yeah, he does love me because I love Frank some. I always go see your – well, not always.
No.
But I've gone
You've been
a number
to a
of times.
Yeah.
Back
enough.
Up that claim.
Enough.
Quickly.
The word,
the word
is enough.
Well,
the word
say,
is enough. I've been to see you enough.
I always want to go see you because I think you're awesome.
I always want to go
yeah,
see you.
But I don't go anywhere anyway.
I almost went Roma on you. Oh, Jim, this is getting juicy.
Boy, how about that? Can you believe he's the number one analyst?
George has a big problem with Romo as a broadcaster. The greatest thing about him is that he went from being the greatest prognosticator of all time of plays coming up to not knowing what's coming next.
Yeah.
Right. What's going on here, Jim? This is exciting. I'm in the candy store. I'm smiling through the Skechers. Here we go, Jim. Oh, this looks so good. My blood pressure's 246 over 23,000. Here we go. Oh, Jim. Like the smile is always there. Oh, you can smell it, Jim. It's really, really good. I feel it. He's still got the O's, like it's because he's from Burlington, Wisconsin.
Yeah.
There's like, oh, the old O's are still. I grew up in Waukesha, Wisconsin, like 45 minutes from there. You can every once in a while hear the O.
Yeah, you do hear that Wisconsin.
And
come
he says
out.
Things like et cetera. He says words that you're like, you're in broadcasting. Don't
et cetera.
Yeah, not et cetera, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Ex cetera.
We don't know how his voice got so hoarse. He didn't talk like that when he played for the Cowboys, did he?
I don't remember that, no.
I don't know where that gruffness came from.
So he's been doing it for, what, 8 years now?
Yeah.
Is it that long?
Yeah.
He's been doing it?
17 was his first year.
Isn't that unreal?
Yeah.
And is he better now than when he started, having the 8 years of experience?
I don't know. I've said too much about him. Someone else said something about him.
Well, and George has it out for Tony Romo because Romo stole his truck many years ago.
Yeah. What was the story? You left it out in your driveway and Romo stole it?
One day my truck did get stolen and somehow it ended up getting blamed on Tony Romo.
That was during the time when you're blaming Tony Romo for everything bad in the world.
Maybe that was it. I don't know.
Oh, he tried to pass somebody and it got intercepted.
But his wife is a big listener.
She's been up in studio.
He was until
George started taking a blowtorch to her husband.
Sorry about that, Jim.
You know what really bugs him? That Romo makes $17 million.
I don't know.
Year.
18.
I think it's great.
And
he just, more power to him.
And
that's
he just
awesome.
Stepped into that job. George thinks that, oh, man, he's got to go to broadcasting school.
He's
going to take the exact same route that I did and do mornings at
Lubbock
first.
I love your George impression, though. I know what it is. I know what you're doing, but it's a great. That's a great character.
Bradshaw was always a broadcasting miracle to me. I don't know.
Oh, yeah, he has it out for Bradshaw,
too. That's
the
job.
Thing is that because if you played the game, you immediately have inside information, or so they hope.
Yeah.
And you have a ticket in. And if you don't really have to be good. You have to be interesting. You don't have to be good.
Okay.
Somebody who pays a lot of attention to the smaller details, the minutia, like you guys would, that knows everything or more stuff that's going on, they got to talk in broader terms, too. And they probably don't know a lot of the minutia because they're not paying attention, while
they're
playing.
But why assign him to highlights for all those years?
Oh, I missed another one. And there was a guy. I don't know his name. Somebody said, write it down. I'll learn to read for this.
Kurt always has to come in and clean up the highlights.
Yes.
Always.
I think people, if they don't watch, if they're not familiar with the history of football and they just watch that show, they think, who is this guy? He never played. Obviously. And then if you tell me he won 4 Super Bowls, how? Was the sport different back then?
Yeah, right.
Did they have
leather helmet days.
Did they have to memorize plays? I'm going to draw on the back of my hand. That's the front of your hand. Whatever. I know it's a hand. It's not a foot, right? It's got the digits. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. I can count. I told you I could count. He's got every joke in his pocket from the last 400 years. Like, he can just go to jokes he's done 6,000 times.
Yeah.
It's amazing. My grandpappy used to, then he'll spin a yarn about, and then you're like, okay, now he's on auto mode where he's on autopilot where he's just doing a joke he's done 6,000 times. Mm-hmm. He did tell me, and I one of the great stories he said, I'm talking to, he was doing a private event. And he's like, Frank, you do the private events? I'm like, what do you mean by private events?
Do private events.
But for lack of businesses, you ever do that? I'm like, yeah. He goes, when I go in there, sometimes they're tough. And I don't really prepare. I'm like, really?
So it's totally different than TV.
So I don't really prepare. And I went in there, and I'm just having the toughest time. It's like pulling teeth. And I'm struggling. And I can't get it. And I'm thinking halfway through, I'm sweating. I'm like, I'm going to give them back the money. I'm going to tell them I'm going to meet. And then I get done with the show. I go to meet the CEO of the company. And he's like, that is the best perfume, the best speaker we've ever had in our entire life. You were fantastic. We can't wait to have you again next year. And you know what the moral of the story is, Frank? Like, no, what? Never think about giving them back the money.
Lesson he took out of it. So yeah. I used to think that George just hated Terry Bradshaw for old cowboy reasons, and that's why you were too harsh on him for his broadcasting. And then one time I decided to actually watch him do highlights. Only one time.
It was amazing.
Wasn't I'm very sports illiterate.
It was the worst thing I've ever seen in my life.
Yeah.
I'm like, I could have done better than that.
Yeah.
And I've won 0 Super Bowls.
You talk about the person who was watching Terry Bradshaw going, obviously he never played football. Terry is the person that obviously never watched any football doing highlights.
Right.
Yeah. Like, he's not, like, even close.
Yeah.
Like, at times. It's like, and that's a touchdown. That was an interception.
Yeah, it was an interception. What are you talking about?
I get the interception and touchdown. They're multisyllabic words. Is that what you wrote down for me?
I thought my video was like, like way ahead of the audio. You know, when it doesn't sync up sometimes. I thought he's doing highlights for something that's not on the screen.
Is that Benny Hill? Is that start the Benny Hill music,
right? And then he'll try to editorialize within the context of the clip, and then he gets so far behind, and that's what you end up watching.
Yeah,
right.
So anyway, it was 41-0.
He went to Alabama. He didn't go to Alabama. He went to.
And I had my problems with Mike Tomlin, and then it goes back a while. We were trying to figure out. It goes back to the Roethlisberger days, but then you should have said the time Cordell Stewart was. Oh man, back to you, Kirk.
So great.
Oh, my goodness. Oh, well, Frank, thank you for joining us for the surprise pop-on visit.
No, thank you. And by the way, Carrot Top, if you've never seen his show.
I've never seen his show. I only knew him from the prop comic. I'm sure he still does.
It's all tons of props, but he's a human meme show. Like memes, when you see them on the internet, that's what his show has always been. And you go in there, and the timing of the music and the screen and stuff, it's incredible.
Huh. So it's like multimedia stuff?
Yeah, totally. Oh, yeah. Okay. Yeah, wow. He's always done that. It's been what he's done.
What's the look, though? I mean, he has the... Gordon says evil clown.
He says evil clown.
George
says evil clown.
Yeah, and he'll talk.
I say one of God's beloved creatures.
Bring it up to him, he'll talk about it. Yeah, I don't
something
know.
Going on with his biceps.
Well, he's
too.
A monster. He got bored in living in Vegas for a while because he's get used to everything, and he just would lift all the time. And if you go look at those old 10-10, 3-2-1 commercials, the phone call, the long distance phone call commercials, he was a skinny little twerp, and he's a monster now, and he loves to show it. I mean, he loves to show every part of the guns that he can, whatever he can get away with, he's going to do. But and it's funny because you go to lunch with him and he wears his logo. Like, I'm like, put a hat on. Like, we don't have to. Everybody doesn't have to come to say, "Hey, are you Carrot?
Wait,
who do you think he is?"
Right, exactly.
That snowboarder. What are you doing?
Yeah,
What? Okay, so Carrot Top Funny.
Yeah,
I'm gonna put that down.
Funnier than Frank. F U N N A I A E I R A. Funnier.
E-I-E-I-R-A.
Oh yeah. I'm Norm Macdonald. They brought it back. Norm Macdonald had a fire.
Oh, dang, yeah. All right, thank you, Frank Caliendo.
Thank you, Gordo.
Mm-hmm.